Dictation 4, Gerald, G-E-R-A-L-D, Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R, December 548. Address as a letter to Carly, C-A-R-L-E-Y, Hules Kemp, H-U-E-L-S-K-A-M-P, PAC 775-1640. Dear Carly, consultation Mr. Taylor, progressive renal failure, comes accompanied with wife. Dr. Stevelton, S-T-E-V-E-L-T-O-N, has retired just a few days ago. He make the referral to me. As you are aware, he has a history of bladder cancer, 2002. Status post cystectomy with creation of a NEO, N-E-O, NEO bladder, requiring intermittent self-catheterization up to 6 times a day. He has developed progressive renal failure, has seen nephrology, University of Michigan, and also at the time of admission to McLaren Mount Pleasant, April of this year, 2025, for question dehydration and UTI, was in also that local nephrology. His creatinine has progressively changed. Up to 2021, creatinine was around 1.1, 1.2, representing a GFR above 60. By 2022, started the change, 1.2, 1.3, GFR 54, 59. 2023, 1.4, GFR 53. 2024, 1.1 to 1.2, GFR 59 to 60. When he was admitted April 2025 for UTI McLaren, creatinine was 1.7, 1.8. May 2025, 195 for a GFR 34, 35. June, August, around 2.0, 2.2, representing a GFR 33 to 35. September, October, in the twos, middle twos, representing GFR 27, 28. By December, 3.29, 3.43, 3.69 for a GFR 19, 18, 16. He was cutting down on the catheterization from 6-7 times a day to around 4-5. He already has improved of that. He has significant weight loss that he attributed to eating right. He denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, or bleeding. He has recurring urinary tract infection with the last episode documented and treated around April 2025, as indicated above. I'm not sure what bacteria was isolated or if it was restricted to the urine or also bladder. Denies abdominal or back tenderness. The most recent kidney ultrasound do not show obstruction. He denies chest pain, palpitation, or dyspnea. He denies gross hematuria, denies skin rash. He has osteoarthritis pain, but no anti-inflammatory agents. Back in April, losartan was discontinued as blood pressure was consistently normal to low. Next paragraph, his past medical history, long-term hypertension, bladder cancer without metastasis, I'm not aware of chemotherapy or radiation treatment, recurrent urinary tract infection and prior sepsis, severe osteoarthritis requiring right-sided total hip replacement, left-sided total knee replacement, and that was done around 2024. Denies diabetes. There is venous insufficiency treated with ablation on the right side. No deep-vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, no TIS, stroke, or seizures. There has been fatty liver, but no liver cirrhosis or complications of that. Denies pneumonia. Next paragraph, no heart attack. Next paragraph, surgeries for the bladder resection, knee or bladder. Right hip, left knee, rupture of the quadriceps tendon on the right side, status post repair, the venous ablation, right lower extremity, tonsils adenoids, a number of colonoscopies. Next paragraph, side effects to iodine with hives and Cipro. Next paragraph, present medications for esophageal reflux, Pepcid as needed, not in a frequent basis. I started him on sodium bicarbonate for metabolic acidosis, and he takes Keflex 2 grams before dental procedure because of the joint hardware. Next paragraph. Very short exposure to smoking as a young person, no alcohol or drugs. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph on physical exam. He's a 71 inches tall, 184 pounds. Blood pressure 148/80 on the right, 140/80 on the left, bilateral cataracts. Has his own teeth, mild decreased hearing, normal eye movements, normal speech, no oral or throat mucosal abnormalities, no palpable neck masses, thyroid or lymph nodes, no carotid bursts or JBD. Lungs are clear. Isolated premature beats, appears regular breathing. No gross abdominal distension, tenderness, ascites or masses, no palpable liver spleen. There are stasis changes on the right side that goes with the prior venous insufficiency and venous ablation. Good dorsal pedis pulses, popliteal dorsal pedis, posterior tibialis capillary refill, non-focal. Next paragraph. Most recent urine sample. The presence of bacteria, 25 to 30 white blood cells, positive leukocyte esterase, and this is not unusual for his catheterization. There is trace of protein, 1+ of blood, anemia 10.8 with a normal white blood cell platelet, MCB normal. Normal sodium potassium, severe metabolic acidosis down to 15. It was as low as 12-14. We started bicarbonate replacement. A normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus. PTH not elevated. No monoclonal protein. Last urine culture from November was Klebsiella pneumonia. Albumin creatinine ratio mild elevated, 99 milligrams per gram. This was done, however, at the time of urinary tract infection and protein creatinine ratio 0.87. Protein has been consistently negative and blood only trace. Last iron studies, low normal, ferritin 171, saturation 32%. The last kidney ultrasound through University of Michigan was October, 10.9 on the right, 11.4 on the left. No obstruction, no stones, no masses, the presence of the neobladder. They reported diffuse cortical veining, bilateral. Next paragraph, I review notes, University of Michigan, oncology as well as nephrology. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Progressive renal failure within the last 2-3 years. Not clear the etiology. Minimal activity in the urine, probably explained by urinary tract infection. Nothing to suggest overt glomerulonephritis or vasculitis. Few months back, ultrasound, no kidney obstruction, although concern for thinning of the cortical area bilateral. He is back doing catheterizations as advised by urology at least 6 times a day, including night. His blood pressure is running in the office, in the normal upper, but at home is running low, and he is off the losartan already for the last 6 months. He's not exposed to nephrotoxic agents, no anti-inflammatory agents. Prior imaging, a few years back, there was some degree of atherosclerosis. We did renal Doppler, no evidence for renal artery stenosis. A known cyst on the right side that hasn't changed over time. He has no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, although there has been some weight loss that he attributed to be more careful on his diet. We have a long discussion with the patient and wife. He is facing dialysis in the near future. He is willing to do a renal biopsy to assess if there is any reversibility that can be treated. We discuss what a renal biopsy means, who does it, and the complications. We discuss about the advanced renal failure and need to prepare for dialysis. What dialysis means, what options he has, when do we start dialysis based on symptoms and GFR less than 15, other treatment that we do besides dialysis, monitoring electrolyte, acid base, calcium, phosphorus, nutrition, PTH, and anemia. This was a prolonged visit. End of dictation.